Welcome to the Mystic Millennials podcast, hosted by Abby
and Bethany. This is a podcast to share the reality of spirituality and what it is really like to be 20-somethings navigating a spiritual awakening.
Join us weekly as we become your new spiritual BFFs, sharing all about our own journeys while celebrating the amazing people who inspire, motivate, and encourage us to embrace our modern mysticism. Let's get into the episode. Okay, hello and welcome back to this week's Mystic Millennials podcast episode. We're super excited. So excited.
Always excited. Actually, like literally an hour before we recorded this, like me and Abby were like, what should we talk about? Pretty standard.
Yeah, pretty standard. We just fill it out. But with the full moon in Leo coming up, we thought it would be a very opportune time since we're recording with the times, Beth. We're up to date.
We're up to date, Queens. We are current.
We are current. So this will come out the day before, right? The day before.
2 days before.
2 days
before. Oh, just about a day. So the new moon's about 1 a.m. on the morning of the 17th, and this comes out on the 15th. So it's okay. Basically though.
I'm so glad you have the dates down pat. So we'll be going through all of the vibes of the full moon. What does that even mean? And some just helpful tips.
Yeah. Just like a little, consider this your little mini moon circle.
Yeah.
House. Beth and Abby.
I love that. Okay. So let's jump right in. Beth, you have the facts. You've got the straight facts for us. I was saying before to Beth, like I'm a very like, well, I'm a Pisces. So I do like to vibe it out. Yeah. And so first off, we wanted to talk about the moon cycles, what they mean, what's going on. What is a full moon? What the heck? What other phases are there? What's happening? And I was saying to Beth, I definitely just like feel it out. I'm like, I feel this way now. I feel that way now. But Beth, hit us with the facts. Let's start with do you want to start with the full moon?
Yeah, we'll start with the full moon. I also just realized that my little sheet doesn't have them all on her. So I'm just like desperately trying to.
You had an Instagram post on it, I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah, I think I did. Anyways, no, it's all good. I figured it out, guys. Don't worry, I got you. So full moon. So yeah, basically there's 8 different lunar cycles throughout the month. So the moon moves through the entire wheel of the zodiac. So every 12 zodiac signs, every single month. So the moon, that's why it's often linked with like our emotions for women, our cycles, because it's very fast moving. So that's kind of where that comes. It's really that ebb and flow. It's a quick moving cycle. And with the moon, we've got those 8 cycles, and they really kind of ebb and flow between times of the month where we're kind of really called to action and inspiration. And then there may be times of the month where we're really called to kind of recluse and hibernate and rest. So yes. That's why it can be really cool to understand your, understand the lunar cycles and where the moon is at a particular time. So starting off with a full moon. So this is when the sun and the moon are at completely opposite degrees of the zodiac, and it's when the moon is at its fullest. Because the sun and moon are opposite, oftentimes full moons can bring feelings of like head versus heart, right? Mm-hmm. Like mind versus feelings, and kind of we're oftentimes asked to kind of seek a balance between our external world and our internal world. I find that's what usually comes up with like oppositions. Full moons can kind of, and it depends. I'd love to know what you think of full moons. Like we can oftentimes find ourselves feeling maybe really idealistic, really searching for a bigger belief, a bigger picture, trying to kind of expand our consciousness. And just like it is generally a really big time for like illuminating what things are kind of working really well and what things do we need to kind of let go of and step away from. So that's why I think the full moons are often really connected with like letting go, cutting energetic cords, releasing things, that sort of vibe.
Yeah, totally. I 100% agree. For me, as I was saying, I'm a very vibe it out person. So when I feel and think about the full moon, I think about how it physically in nature, it lights things up, right? It's illuminating. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest it will be. So it is that it's shining lights on areas that we might not see at other times of the month, for example, amplifying and, you know, illuminating the areas that, yeah, you might have been avoiding, you might not have been looking at, so that you can then move forward and choose, pick and choose what you want to keep and what you want to let go of. And that feeling is particularly heightened around that area, around that time for me.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like it's this with that illumination piece, it's this kind of like increased awareness. We're hyper aware, which for sensitive people who are like sensitive to energy and feelings, full moons can be a really intense time. I don't mind a full moon.
I was about to say, I actually really like them. I was just like, I feel very comfortable in them.
Yeah. I think if you naturally, which I know me and you both do, if you innately have that really kind of intense, deeper energy to you, you already kind of naturally sit in that realm of like intensified energy. I feel like the full moon, it's like if there's a Mercury retrograde going on, but you were born under a Mercury retrograde, it's like, what's everyone talking about? This is fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like this is how I normally am. What do you mean?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I don't mind it, but we were saying before, new moon isn't our vibes. Both.
Yeah.
Both. Ooh. Haha. Twilight.
Yeah. Both that's a lie. I love full moon. I love new moon.
Everyone
knows I love the second Twilight movie. Maybe I'll rewatch Twilight tonight. That's a good idea.
Do you like the book?
You know what? It's been so long since I read the books, but I just remember loving all of them with my whole heart. So
not us bring up Twilight in every episode, but I read like every book except for New Moon. I would just be like, nah, I'll skip it.
I want to reread them, but I don't think I have them anymore. Like I was like 18. I was like, that's lame. That's boring. And now I look at my bookshelf. I'm like, oh, where are they? I'll go to an op shop. They'll probably have like 20 copies. So
literally.
Literally. Full moon.
That's the vibe of the full moon. I like it. I feel comfortable. I feel like, you know, introspective, a bit moody in a good way.
Yeah, it can totally be that introspective. And for some people, it can be a little bit of like hibernation, you know, like going away and really wanting to be with self. So if that's your vibe, honor that. Do that.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. We love. Next.
Next.
Do you want to do disseminate?
Yeah. Disseminating moon. Yeah. So we've got a disseminating moon falls after the full moon. So this is kind of a time where that illumination has come through, right? We've kind of had that real clarity. So now it's a time to kind of focus on like some smaller details and start to like put in some actions.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just told the universe, hey, I want to release this. I'm letting go of this. I'm clearing this space. All right. What are you clearing it for? Disseminating moon times are really great for kind of setting your actions for the month. So, you know, that would mean like kind of like maybe the 20th to the 23rd of February. You know, everyone's like, oh, 1st of Feb, have to do my monthly goal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like actually oftentimes it's that middle time of the month, wherever that kind of disseminating moon falls, but that's the actual time that we feel really called to work in those goals and actions, which I think a lot more people, as we're becoming more like connected with ourselves and our spirit, are kind of bucking those like calendar trends and like time in that sense of like first of the year, first of the month, and just kind of showing up for goal setting whenever it suits them. Cause I know for me, like me and Abby were just saying this, like it's the 11th of February when we record this, I've kind of only just started to feel like I'm getting my shit together for the year. Like
me too.
Only just the tip of the iceberg of like getting my shit together, but you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I have felt exactly the same. I had a really like great beginning few weeks of the year, but the past couple of like the end of Jan and this first 11 days of February, I've been quite like not having my shit together. And I was telling Beth, like my mental health has just been garbage.
Yeah.
Absolutely garbage. But as well, that 1st of February rolled around, I turned the page in my diary. I was like, oh, I'm meant to be setting goals at the moment. I'm meant to be like redoing my February budget, my, you know, refresh, whatever you do. I started to feel like really guilty about not wanting to do that and like not being in that vibe. But I reminded myself, I literally don't have to do anything if I don't want to. And so I'm so happy to hear that I will probably be more in that space around the 20th to the 23rd.
Because
I haven't been feeling inspired to be doing that. And of course, sometimes we do need to have that commitment to self and that discipline to go forward. But knowing the difference between pushing yourself a little bit and putting yourself into a shame cycle is important to distinguish between. And I was definitely erring on the side of feeling shameful for not wanting to do that. So I think it's awesome to have this awareness of the different energies so that we can be like, you know what? It's all good. We don't have to be a slave to the calendar.
Damn straight. And I'm very much someone, I like to mark the little moon phase on the days of my calendar when I look at the month, just so I can,
I love that,
just be like, okay, like, you know, it just gives yourself that little bit of context of like, oh, if I'm feeling like this, oh, okay, I don't have to be so freaking hard on myself because I'll probably just be feeling better in a few days.
Exactly. I love that. All right. Balsamic.
Yes. So balsamic moon. Hold on one second. Wait, hold on. I fully lost it.
That's okay.
Very professional podcasting.
I'm so professional.
Oh my God. Where the fuck is it? Anyways, balsamic moon. Hi, hello.
We're here.
So balsamic moon. So this is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Abby, this is like just before the new moon. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So balsamic moon is just before the new moon. It also can be called like a dark moon, because it's kind of, it's that little precipice just before the moon goes dark. Because with the new moon, the sun and the moon are meeting in the sky together. And so the dark moon is kind of just before that. And it's kind of, it's like when you're on the precipice of taking a really big leap, of taking a big jump, of starting something new, and the fear sets in, because we've all had that. It's like before you do the exciting thing, you are absolutely drenched with fear. Yeah. And that can come up with the balsamic moon, I find. True. Anyways. Yeah, it's this kind of like, right, in astrology, it's seen as this kind of like a big bridge between like past and future. It can be a very karmic point, and it's generally a time in the month where we kind of really need to kind of like surrender and have just like a, it's kind of where we're working on our trust with the universe.
I love
and
that.
And it's where you realize, how much do I actually trust myself? How much do I trust my path? That's what will kind of come up.
Yeah. Beautiful. Around that. I love it.
Yeah.
And then we move to the new moon, which again, you'll see that very often, like on Instagram and things, the full moon and the new moon. It's often be like, let's do our new moon and our full moon rituals.
Yeah.
So what about the new moon? What's happening?
So the new moon astrologically is when the sun and the moon are at the exact same degree in the exact same sign. So typically with each month, each zodiac season, we'll have a new moon in the same sign as like the zodiac season that it is, because the sun and moon are meeting. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have, and again, in that same zodiac season, a full moon, which is where the moon's opposite. New moons are a time for new beginnings, new cycles. We can feel a refresh of energy. And it's that kind of opportunity where the things that we released and cleared space for in the full moon, this is then the time that we can call it into this new space.
Beautiful.
But also remembering with the new moon and the full moon, like, you know, you can, in my opinion, it does depend astrologically. There's certain aspects that kind of encourage, discourage certain energetic actions. But excluding eclipses, you can manifest and you can release on a new moon and a full moon. Because they go hand in hand. You have to, like, I'm not just releasing things just to get rid of them. I'm releasing them because I want to make space for something new to come in.
Yes. You
know what I mean? And in order for me to call in something new, I have to release. So they do kind of go like hand in hand. But yeah, that's the new moon. But yeah, as Abby said before, I struggle with them very much.
Yeah, same. Also, I'd like to say that's why I'm not like that big on New Year's anymore either, because I'm like, we have a new moon every month. Like, new moon, new me. Not really, but you know what I mean? Like, it is that that opportunity to, I mean, we're starting a new cycle, calling in, releasing so that we can go forward in the way that is aligned with us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Chinese New Year falls on the first new moon of the year.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, that makes so much more sense.
It does. That does a new
cycle. Yeah, it does. 100%. Rather than this, like, rather than the 1st of January, right in the middle of Capricorn season, like, how about, you know, what about the, you know, new moon in Aquarius? How does that be?
Hello.
Hello, fresh energy. But yeah, for new moons, I don't really, I wonder why I've been thinking, I wonder why I struggle so much with the new moons, but they just, for me, they feel just, I feel really low. Like I feel very energetically low and very like, very much just when I kind of hide in my little corner and like feel the feels. Maybe it's because the sun and the moon are right next to each other. So there's just such a heightened amplification of the moon.
That's the feelings. I was going to say that that's exactly how I feel. It feels like almost a little bit overwhelming for me. Like it's a lot happening, which I feel like maybe some people may resonate with the full moon sometimes because it is, you know, anyway, but I totally agree. I was going to say my work had a Chinese New Year or Lunar New Year celebration. And we got a fortune cookie with the, we got one of, you know, the red envelopes is traditionally you get a red envelope,
red envelope,
money. But obviously they can't give us money. So we got a fortune cookie and my, I keep mine in the back of my phone and it says, your dreams are never silly. Depend on them to guide you. And I was like, all right, I will.
All right. Oh, cross to Pisces to put her fortune cookie message in her phone case.
I was like, I am taking this so serious. You understand. You give me a fortune cookie, it will rule my year.
Yeah, that's the vibe. I got two this year. One was you can expect good news soon, which was great because I found out that my cat that was in the hospital was doing really well. So I was like, boom, good news, amazing. Yeah,
hello.
And the other one was something about the business booming and like, you know, like your business is about to take off type of thing, which mean Abby was just talking about before you got on actually.
Yes. That's funny. Well, I'd say you can trust it 100%. Okay. Crescent moon.
Not Abby out here flexing the psychic abilities on me.
Literally before I was just I'm really feeling this for you in the next few weeks, Beth. And I was like, sorry, I just went all psychic.
I was like, tell me all the good things. I love going to psychics. I get why people go to psychics because it's like, it is very reassuring to just be like, okay, things will be all right.
Yes. Yeah. And I remember as well, sorry, this is such a throwback, but one day Beth was doing card readings on her on Instagram Live. It was Instagram Live and pulled a card. And I remember DMing you afterwards and you were like, I feel like this is for both of us. And the card, I don't even remember what the card was. It's probably saved on your feed, but basically the vibe was Beth was like, the next 8 months are building up to what you've been like what has been a seedling in your mind and it's going to really take off in the 8 months. And we're about to hit the 8 month mark.
I remember that so specifically because you literally messaged me and you were like, my work placement is supposed to start in 8 months. Like to the, like that was the exact, and I was like, wow, I am good at this.
You're like, but I've, and well, it was when I was meant to start, but you know, I had been debating whether or not, and I've now deferred it and I've gotten like a better job. I'm like, anyway, I'm really just feeling it for us. We're 14. It is coming colors. Up
to the 8 months, isn't it? Wow. Yes, it's gonna be a crazy few months.
I calculated it. I know.
She knows.
Anyway, Crescent.
Crescent. What's happening? Yes. What's happening? Oh, sorry. Big yawn.
literally every time my cat yawns.
I'm trying to ditch coffees. And it's not fucking happening.
I love coffee.
Yeah, me too. But they don't love me. Aww. Coffee. No, Crescent.
Crescent.
Can you tell? Like,
coffee.
I started working for myself. I'll have, like, we're recording this at 1:30 my time, okay? I'll usually have lunch from 12 to 1 and then I'll nap in the afternoon. Like,
this is best regular nap time.
I'm like, I've fully embraced the self-employed life and I'm so
sedentary
now.
Hell yeah.
I love it. But yeah, this is bang in the middle of my little rest time.
That
and my brain
hilarious.
Is like,
what are you doing now? Crescent moon.
Crescent moon. Yes. So crescent moons kind of fall after that new moon period. Hello, a little fresh vibe. Because there's crescent and there's waxing crescent. So waxing crescent is kind of when it's initially crescent, and then crescent is a little bit more to kind of like that, you know.
Yes.
Got a little bit more fullness to it. Essentially with the waxing crescent moon, this is kind of, you know. Think about it. We're out of that new moon. Those intentions have been set. Those goals have been set. So this is a time for, again, action, really actualizing. But I feel like this time, as opposed to the disseminating moon, this moon here is very much, we can be really like detail oriented.
Mm.
We're really hyper-focused. This kind of gives me like Virgo energy, actually, yes. Like a waxing crescent moon. But we can be really, our attention can be really focused on the little small tiny things. So this can sometimes be a time where we can get in our own way with overthinking and with over planning. I know for me, if I'm going to take action steps, I over plan like an idiot. Like I will like fill a planner full of things and I'll be like, oh,
both
cool,
of us having two planners.
Yes, exactly. Having two planners. So it's like over planning to the point where we procrastinate.
Yeah.
So this is the time to like, every time you make a plan, you make an action, you make a goal, you do it. You don't just, this is the time where we've really got to show the universe that we're serious and I've got to put my feet one in front of the other.
I love it.
Yes, man.
Yes, ma'am. and I feel like as well, it's a time where almost because that blank slate has come about, our eyes are like kind of peeled for those details, but also peeled for opportunities. Be on the lookout for what is aligned and what 100%. Is like opening up for us, which can sometimes be blocked by that energy of being like, I need to plan every little detail. Mm. We can miss those like cosmic or even if cosmic doesn't, well, if you're on the Mystic Millennials, it probably does. But like, even if cosmic doesn't align with you, like just like incidental things that are coming up in your life that you could miss. If your head is buried in the details.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what I wanted to say on that as well.
Yeah. And then we've got first quarter.
Yep.
Moon. Is that right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
So this is when the moon looks half full. Looks like a half moon, basically. And this is kind of, this is a time of the month where we can kind of, I find we can feel quite grounded. And it's kind of like the things that we have been taking action on and moving through are starting to come together.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's like this little bit of like a satisfaction kind of moment of like, oh, it's like, you know, when you're like, you've got the puzzle and there's all the pieces have just kind of been a bit of a schmozzle to them, but it's like, oh, I'm starting to see the picture. I'm starting to see the painting. I'm starting to do the thing.
Love. Next.
Waxing gibbous.
Mm.
Yes. So this is when the moon will look kind of like a bit bigger than half full. It's not, you know, in those days when the moon just looks really big, but it's still got that weird shape. It's not a circle just yet. It's just like a little bit of a weird, it's not quite. That's the waxing gibbous moon. And this is kind of that moment where we need to take heed and take a real reflection of, okay, where am I at? What's the work that I've been doing? And see it with a real clarity that full moon will bring. But that's a time for you to really understand and you're really going to be shown like, okay, this is what I need to refine. This is what I need to work on. This is what I need to clarify. These are the things that haven't been working this month. Bye. I'm going to let go of them in the full moon. These are the things that have been working. Cool. Awesome. I'm going to amplify those. I'm going to refine them. I'm going to make them better. Oftentimes this can be a really beautiful time where we can start to connect in with our intuition, and the waxing gibbous moon, I find usually kind of gives us a little bit of a hint into what the full moon energy is gonna feel for us. And when it comes to, you know, when it comes to what we're being asked to let go of or manifest or whatever in a full moon or a new moon, you know, we can have a look at what house it's sitting in our birth chart. That will kind of show us the area of life that is really being kind of highlighted and for being asked for some change.
Oofed. I love it.
Oofed.
Oofed. So what's coming up is the full moon in Leo.
Yes, ma'am.
We spoke about each astrological sign last week, but obviously Leo, it's all about, well, ruled by the sun, right? So it's all about shining your light, passion, authenticity in yourself and really bringing that forward in everything you do unapologetically. I've got braces, everyone. It's kind of hard to speak now. Anyway.
She's out here getting them straight to you. You get out of here with your damn self.
Hello, we're getting that smile. Anyway, so what does the full moon in Leo? What's the vibe? What's the astral? What's happening astrologically?
There's a little bit that's surrounding this full moon. So essentially, when we're having a look at a full moon, I like to not just have a look at, you know, what the sun and moon are doing, but whatever else is happening in the sky at the moment that this goes exact tells a little bit of a tale to what's kind of happening. So what's happening with this full moon is this is going to really slightly more intensely impact our fixed sign queens. So we're having a look at Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, and Aquarius. If you are one of those signs, if you have them in your sun, moon, rising, if you know whatever's kind of happening in your chart around those fixed signs, these are the ones that are going to be really impacted because we've got the sun and Saturn in Aquarius, we've got the moon in Leo, we've got the south node in Scorpio, and we've got the north node in Taurus, and they're all forming a square to one another. So it's this big square in the birth chart. Now, a square is a 90 degree angle between a planet or a sign or a planet or a point. So like the north node and the south node, and it provides a bit of challenge. It provides a bit of tension. And I feel like with this here, it is this real tension between who I am and how I express myself, which is our sun. It's this tension between how I really authentically feel and how I express my feelings, which is the moon in Leo. It's this tension between where I want to kind of, with those things, with my expression of self and my expression of my feelings, where I want to stay small and stay safe, which is kind of that south node in Scorpio, and where I'm feeling really called to stay true to me and to how I feel, which is that north node in Taurus. So to cut a longer story short, that's kind of that.
Oof, I love it. My vibe, if anyone wants it, is
we all want it. We always want it.
It's very similar. The initial thing that came through for me when I was thinking about this is not allowing yourself to compromise your feelings, your thoughts, your beliefs to make other people comfortable.
Yes, ma'am.
It's about, you know, it's about tying up loose ends, finishing stories that we've been telling ourselves so that we can jump into this new beginning, this new lightness that feels very authentically ourselves and bringing only what we truly wish to carry with us, right? That authenticity.
Yeah.
Becoming a really like a pioneer in your own life and breaking out of any structures that feel like are putting you in a box that might not be working, but you're clinging onto, like maybe that's why signs might feel that very heavily because I know, I mean, Taurus, my partner's a Taurus, I'm a Taurus. I like to be in that comfortability in what I know, but is it actually working for me? Is it actually working for me? So that we can go towards what's really good for us, what's really aligned, and grow and evolve into that full illumination, that full sun, right? That Leo energy.
Yeah, absolutely. I love what you said. And it's so funny, like, you know, me and Abby use, you know, I use astrology. Abby uses like her energy work and her intuition. But it's so funny how we both have such a connection to like a similar story. Because what you're saying about systems, like and structures that keep us small, like Saturn represents those structures. And Saturn for this new moon, for this full moon, is squaring Uranus in Taurus, which is actually going to be at 11 degrees and 11 minutes. Hello, angel number. Nice to see you.
I love it.
Uranus in Taurus is, Uranus represents what makes us unique, authentic, where we stand out from the crowd. And those two have kind of been, they've been squaring for the last 18 months. That's really been the theme of the last year, is like this conflict between wanting to just step out into our own freedom and expression and not feel confined by what others kind of make us feel like we should do. And there's obviously that's been really beautiful. There's been the great resignation and people are free and searching for their jobs. There's also been a bit of a rise of, like, you know, kind of conspiracy thinking and those sorts of things where, you know, there's, you know, there's light and there's dark for everything. Yeah, you know, there's always bits. But then that Uranus and Taurus is going to be forming a beautiful aspect with Mars and Venus, which are going to be conjunct for this. They're going to be, Mars and Venus are sitting right on top of each other.
Aww.
So it's this beautiful harmony between how I feel and what I value and my actions. So it's going to be this really beautiful, like, alignment of all.
I love that so much. Love that so much. Let us know how you're feeling for this full moon, what's coming up for you, and if that resonates. But we also thought it might be cool to, like, highlight some crystals, some energy
vibes
that will support you in this full moon, because Beth and I both love crystals. And as I said, I love to vibe it out. So I vibed out a couple of crystals that resonated with me for this time. The first one, carnelian. I mean, when we look at the stone, obviously fiery immediately, like it is that beautiful orangey red. Oh, obsessed with it. And the reason why this kind of called to me, I guess, is it's that fiery passion, that lighting up of our soul's desires, so we can hear ourselves. We can hear ourselves over anything external, right? Taking ownership of our lives, taking ownership of our beliefs, of what we want for ourselves. And then from that, being called to action, actually taking the inspired action that is in line with that. Because, I mean, those two steps are very different things. Even, like, feeling what's inside of yourself and really truly feeling your authentic self, it can be really difficult. That is literally, like, what I built my whole business around. It took me a while, like a year or two, to even, like, fully be able to hear myself. And then on the other side of that, it's like, okay, now we've got to take the action as well. Yeah. So carnelian for me was that beautiful alchemy of both of those things. And, like, representative of the vibe of this full moon. The second one that I was vibing was malachite. I love it. I feel like it's kind of underrated. A really cool stone for manifestation, very gentle energy, to support you moving through any fears, any judgments, any stories or meanings you're putting on your current experience, what you're putting on your current, like, reality, right? Any guilt, any shame, so that you can move forward and can move toward that thing that's lighting you up. Because I mean, it comes up in so many aspects in our lives, right? Like, I'm like, yeah, I want to call in more money. And then I'm like, oh, but wait, like, this shame is coming up about receiving. So that's an interesting thing. Like, so moving through that and moving towards what's really aligned in a beautiful, gentle way. What are the vibes for you?
Gentle energy, especially when there's a lot of fixed energy around.
Yes.
You feel very pressured. It's kind of like, you know, the pressure that makes the diamond, but sometimes we don't want to be a diamond. Sometimes we just want to be a piece of coal. And so I think that gentleness is really beautiful.
I love that.
My vibe for this full moon, I'm a big lover of sunstone.
Me too.
It's like
literally gonna say that as well.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
It's got these beautiful kind of speckles of, like, orange and red and yellow. Those watching on YouTube right now will see it. It's gorgeous. It's just, like, a beautiful, vibrant. And for me, it just feels very fun, very lively. I feel like full moon in Leo, you know, Leo is ruled by the sun, and it's just about what warms us up, what lights us up, what is going to shine brighter than what anyone else is trying to dim us with.
Mm.
And so for me, that feels like sunstone. That feels like I've been working with Tiger's Eye a lot. It's also Year of the Tiger. So I've been loving Tiger's Eye. Yeah. I feel like underrated as well. Like not underrated. I feel like it's, people think it's overrated. It's kind of like rose quartz and clear quartz. I feel like people, you know, you get into the crystal world and you're like, oh, clear quartz, rose quartz, tiger's eye, amethyst. I see it everywhere.
Yeah.
You know,
basically. There's a reason.
I want more. Yeah. There's a fucking reason.
It's yeah.
Sick. And yeah, it's just kind of that real energizing feeling yes. is really, really powerful. Yeah. And citrine. I love a natural citrine.
Oh, same. You know yeah. what else for tiger's eye for me? I love gazing at tiger's eye and like the, like, I don't know, it like transforms when you move it. And
yeah,
and for me, it's kind of like that representative of possibility as well. And like shift and growth while it's also beautiful. Still being in the same place. So I love that.
Have you worked with red tiger's eye?
No.
That's really fun. I've got some of that. That's really fun. Yeah, because traditional, normal, write that down in my planner. Normal tiger's eye is that kind of like bronzy gold.
Yes.
But there's, I've got red tiger's eye. I think I got it from Crystal and Stone, probably my favorite. And it's like this beautiful, like kind of burgundy colored stone with these like flashes of copper. It's lovely. It's divine.
Well, I'll be getting some of that, won't I? I love it.
Shopping list.
beautiful. So yeah, crystals. What kind of way, how do you use crystals to support you? Like we've said these crystals and like why we're vibing them, but like, how yeah. do you actually use them?
I have like a little macrame. I'm not wearing it now. I have a little macrame crystal holder. So I can put
did
a
you find it in
each day. No, my partner bought me two.
Oh, I love that. I was
whinging so much. About
thanks, Jordan.
I actually think I ended up finding it, but not the crystal that was in it, which is what I actually wanted. But anyway,
that's so sad.
That's fine. I wear like a different tumble stone. Because yep. by my bed and by my desk, I have like a little selenite bowl that I put all my tumbles in just to like yep. keep them really clean. So I just pick one out. You know, sometimes I will what's his name? Kyle, the crystalline mage, does like weekly oracle readings with like a crystal for each day. So sometimes I'll go off what he says. Yes. I have a little bit of a plan. But most days, I mean, at the moment I've just been kind of grabbing whatever, which is been tiger's eye. And I've been wearing a lot of like, I think it's ruby in zolite or zoysa or something. I can never remember, but I really love that. And then I also have a little kind of altar space set up next to my desk where I work. So I've got a candle. I've got my tarot cards for the month. And then I pop some tiger's eye there. So I just kind of every time I start to do any work, I light my candle and I just set a little bit of intention. But you can also use them for, you can hold them in your meditation, you know, meditate with them. I know one of my clients, she loves doing that. It's like her favorite thing. But yeah, that's me.
I love it. I'm exactly the same. I like to keep, well, depending on the energy, I do like to keep some by my bed because keeping things, whether literally anything you keep in your bedroom or by your bed, you're getting very acquainted with. Some people suggest that to like get acquainted with like your tarot cards. And I've heard it's not good to like keep like an action book, I don't know, near your bed because like you're like keeping that, and you probably don't want to be reading that before bed, do you? Because it'll give you whack
dreams. Energizing, please.
Too energizing. Yeah, exactly. But yeah. whatever you're keeping close to you, you're becoming really familiar with that energy. And so I love doing that. Of course, depending on the energy, like I'm not going to put like, I don't know, what's a stone that's very intense. I'm not going to keep an intense stone near me. Same yeah. thing for me, altar space where I keep my tarot cards, my oracle cards. I also love while I'm journaling or doing any kind of ritual or practice to like, sit it near me, whether that is an altar space or just taking it to the couch or the bedroom, holding it in my hand. I always hold this when I'm doing a podcast or speaking yeah. or anything.
I love holding crystals in my hand. I got real fidgety hands.
So. Yeah, me too. I love rubbing it and like yeah. feeling the different textures. So that's the way we like to use it. But I would say whatever feels good for you. If you're like, I hate having crystals near me when I'm journaling, don't do it
and throw them away.
Throw it away. Exactly. So whatever feels good for you, there's no wrong or right way, right?
Right.
Okay, another thing, our last hurrah for this episode.
Yes.
Is Beth and I have both pulled some cards for the collective, for everyone listening to this episode around this full, I keep going to say new moon. So if I've said new moon in this episode, I apologize.
I don't think you have.
Okay, good. Because I kept typing it. Anyway, it's full moon for this full moon in Leo. And then I wrote down a couple of journaling prompts that we're going to talk through as well. Just to support any practices you want to do, anything you're reflecting on or feeling like moving through in this period of time. So Beth has pulled two oracle cards. Beth, what are they?
So I am using, this is the, where's the little lid for it? It's the Amulet Friends Oracle by, that's a really good question, Holly Simple.
I love it.
She's got Holly, I think there's Holly Simple Tarot as well. But they're really, really funky. My partner got them for me a few years ago.
I love them. If you're not watching on YouTube, they're like, very cool.
They're really trippy. It's like what I am. It's actually what it is. If you've watched the Simpsons movie,
yeah,
when Homer goes into the tent with the woman and has that like trip,
yes,
it's kind of like, because it makes me think of an ayahuasca kind of ceremony. This is totally. That card.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree. That is the vibe,
and I love it. So, I just kind of asked, you know, what do we want to share? What do people need to know for this new moon? Full moon, fuck's sakes, me
no,
too.
No, I'm serious. Oh, I keep saying new moon. Yeah.
Can you imagine this episode comes out and it was a new moon? And we just
no, it's definitely full moon. I know it's full moon.
Cancelled as an astrologer. The first card I got is transformed out.
Oofed.
So I really felt, and then I've asked also, you know, what are we transforming down around? But this card, it's cool because we've got kind of, there's a dolphin in the card, which got like this deck has lots of animals and you kind of, you know, you connect with the meaning of them. So like we've got a dolphin in the card, which I feel is that very like compassionate energy, you know, but also yeah. Very intuitive. Dolphins are really fucking smart. You know what I mean? Like they see kind of everything. They have this beautiful ability to, so we might be feeling our energy really heightened.
Yeah.
And to show compassion for ourselves, for others. But we also have got this like an eagle and a bat. So it's kind of like this ability to like get up and like look at the bigger picture, right? And understand that, where is my doubt holding me? Where is my doubt taking place? Because I might be feeling it more intensely than it actually is, if that makes sense. About having,
yes,
I look at the bigger picture. You know, Leo is very much like dealing with kind of what's in front of me, whereas Aquarius, which is where the sun is taking that step back and looking really, really big picture. So it really is, I love that, kind of balancing that. And then I asked as well, what are we transforming doubt around? And the card I got was you. So I literally,
you can't make that shit up, can you?
I'll make that shit up. And this is a figure here, but they've kind of got like eight eyes. There's a bunch of eyeballs in this. And it's kind of like, I'm really transforming my self-doubt, and I'm transforming the way that I see myself. And I'm no longer seeing myself in the shadow and in this small version of maybe who I used to be, but instead I'm seeing myself as the fullness and breadth of who I am and who I am now and who I've always been and who I'm transforming into.
Oh, I love that so much. And it's so hilarious that the cards, we pulled them not together at all.
No.
It's hilarious how much the cards I've pulled also line up with what you've just said. So I pulled two cards from the Thoth tarot deck, which I actually have not been pulled towards for a good year now, and I was like, I'm vibing it.
Literally starting to work with it again. Actually, it's so funny, two girls in my coaching course, we're doing Thoth all together.
Yeah,
and I was like, I literally haven't picked that deck up like since I bought it. Like,
neither have I. And I just saw it and I was just like, I'm vibing you.
A bit of a vibe.
Yeah. And so the two cards I pulled were the Prince of Wands and the Seven of Wands.
Fire.
Hello. Both fire. Both this deck links really a lot to astrology as well. Mm-hmm. These are both Leo, connected to Leo. Both very fiery. So Prince of Wands. you can see in the background here, he's moving forward, right? In this really like illuminated and very sure of himself way, leaving behind any doubts, leaving behind fear, leaving behind any judgment that does not serve us any longer. And we are moving into the frequency of love and passion and no longer accepting the bare minimum for ourselves, right? And when we're in that space, when we replace our fear with love and faith, we are freed from those restrictions of our mind. Exactly what Beth was saying, how we can put like a magnifying glass on ourselves and get into that loop of doubt and fear within ourselves. So any of these stories or meanings or judgments we've placed that we have placed on our own experience, that we've placed on our own reality at the moment, we're moving past them. We know what we want and we're pursuing it through that inspired action. It's very a card like calling you to action, calling you to move forward. And then the second one is the Seven of Wands. And it's called, each of these cards have like a name and it's called Valor. And the Seven of Wands, what I really feel about it is not compromising yourself, your beliefs, your likes to make others more comfortable, or to avoid any conflict, or to make yourself small. We're not doing that anymore. We're encouraging you,
oh, ma'am,
to stand in your own like greatness, to stand confidently in yourself. Like I'm adjusting my posture. I'm feeling powerful in myself, right?
Yeah.
Stay true to yourself, staying true to your beliefs, even if it feels hard at the time, even if there's some resistance, even if you're moving through that doubt or that fear. And the beautiful, this guidebook has really beautiful like journaling prompts, affirmations, and I really resonated with the affirmation in this one, which is, I openly stand up for what I believe in and courageously fight to pursue my desires, which serve to express love in my life. Yes. Yes, that's exactly what we're doing. So yeah. I love that. I feel like both of our cards kind of said the same thing.
Yeah. Same, but different.
Hilarious. But I love that. And I love that both of these cards, they're fire. They're Leo, sun, we love. So from that, we did a couple of journaling prompts, because it's all well and good to get this information and be like, okay, cool. We're moving through the doubt we're feeling in ourselves. But let's have a beautiful reflective moment. And I'm going to put all of these in the show notes if you want to journal on a couple, but we're going to talk through them and how we're feeling about them as well. So the first one, when are you your most authentic, unapologetic self? When you're in that space, how would you describe yourself and your expression? So the reason why I wanted to put this journaling prompt is getting clear on that really true expression and standing really confidently in that is the first step, right? Because without that, it's going to be a little bit hard to take any action or, you know, stand up for what you believe in or chase what you're wanting to do, because I don't know what it is. So what do you think, Beth?
You want me to answer?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when am I my most authentic and unapologetic self? When I'm with my friends, like there's certain friends that I have where I know that everything that I'm saying and doing feels really authentic. You know, I'm laughing, I'm making jokes, which I love to do. I'm just being. There's no like overthinking of like trying to think of what to say next, you know. I feel my most authentic and unapologetic self when I'm really seamlessly communicating.
Yeah. I love expressing that.
My voice. Yeah.
I love that. I would say same when I'm with people that I feel really comfortable around, that I don't feel like I have to put a mask on. Mm. And also when I'm like doing things that, even just by myself, doing things that I really enjoy, whether that's like reading or doing this podcast, like yeah. I really feel like lit up in those times. And I would probably in those times when I am being my most authentic and unapologetic self would describe myself as passionate, as very like light, excited, and like also a sense of like groundedness, a sense of ease. Yeah, I love that. Which areas of my life are in alignment with my desires and expression? Which are not. So for me, which areas of my life that are in alignment with that, those feelings of like lightness, excitement, passion? Hello, this podcast, us doing it right now. My business, I'm loving it. My relationship with my partner, and honestly, like I'm really vibing my apartment right now. I don't know if I told you, but I did. I reorganized my bookshelf. Oh yeah. It's because Beth literally posted on her story and I was like, damn, it's nice. And just like really a beautiful space. Which areas are not? Probably my health and wellness at the moment.
Yeah,
mental health, physical health, even like kind of struggling to get in that routine, movement, things like that.
What about you? Really, I've got a mirror really similarly to you, standard by the same person. We go through the same things. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like where I'm really in alignment with my desires is super in the outward expression of my business, like how I communicate with clients, being on my socials, the things I'm bringing out and doing, my relationship with my, you know, my partner, and kind of the, similar, like the house and like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. These yawns are ridiculous.
It's best that time, everyone.
Oh my God. I saw stuff I wanted to do this afternoon and now I just literally, I'm probably just gonna lay down and watch Succession. Anyways.
Absolutely do it.
But yeah, that kind of, this house and this new kind of family that I'm, you know, family dynamic that I'm building with my partner.
Yeah.
And yeah, where I feel like I'm not in desire in my, you know, alignment with my desires and my expression is my relationship with myself.
Yeah.
How I'm communicating with myself and about myself is really not great at the moment. And also how I'm showing up in the behind the scenes of the business, because I'm really struggling with like showing up. Like I literally just said, like I had these studies, things that I wanted to do. I wanted to do some admin stuff, like get ahead of the next week. And I'm just like, oh, I just kind of bother. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm really struggling to kind of show up for the business in the way of like honoring me, not just honoring like my clients and the people that I'm reaching. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm doing that with the outward expression and kind of struggling to show up for myself, which is very full moon in Leo, right?
Yeah. I am going to echo that as well. I 100% feel that. And I loved the way you articulated that.
That it's an articulated queen.
Oof, we love. Third journaling prompt. Where am I being pulled to advocate more for myself? I would probably say it is around the way I am treating myself and how I am respecting myself. I do want to prioritize what's going to benefit me. more. And I honestly have not been doing that, whether it's because of, you know, the old trope, I don't have enough time, or, you know, whatever. But really finding those practices that make me feel good and showing up for myself, finding ways that I can respect myself, respect my body, and then do it, you know?
Put the action in, just like that little, Valor card, because that was the Mars card too.
Yes.
The action.
And then probably second is around some or other relationships. I won't say what, but some other relationships where this used to be like a recurring thing in my life, less so now that I've kind of moved through people pleasing tendencies, but like feeling like some relationships aren't 50-50. Feeling like, you know, you're a bit drained, a bit exhausted, and you're not being treated the way, well, I'm not being treated the way I should be. So advocating for myself in that way. And that doesn't even have to be in the sense of saying anything to anyone, but advocating for myself in not putting myself in those situations. And
how you show up.
And how I show up. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I love that so much. I think I'm being pulled to advocate more for myself when it comes to my self-discipline, and realizing that at some point I'm only disappointing myself. So why would I keep disappointing myself? You know what I mean? Like, why am I going to continue to let myself down? So I think my self-discipline and really reminding myself of my power and all the things that I am capable of and am capable to do. Because I'm capable of a lot more than I'm kind of making myself feel at the moment.
Yes. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Damn straight.
Okay. Fourth journaling prompt. Where have I been wanting to or feeling the nudge to change, evolve, and grow? And if I did change, evolve, and grow, what new experiences would that open up for me?
You're the queen of journaling prompts as well. Can we just say that very quickly?
Oh, thank you. I love doing a journaling prompt. I literally close my eyes and I'm like, just type it out. Okay. For me, it is similar to what you just said. It is around my self-discipline and like not making my, is this about saying not making myself wrong? Like, I know that I can do some things, exactly what you were saying. And I know I'm deserving of experiences of, success and like really fulfilling friendships. Like, how can I mean, with friendships, it's not really about discipline, but with my practices, I'm really feeling evolved to, really feeling called to evolve that and actually find what is working for me and what is not, and pushing away what I think I should be doing to create those practices. And I think when I do that in so many areas of my life, that will open up an abundance of opportunity with business. I think that will open up the opportunity for me to feel far more grounded in where I am at the moment, not only in my business, but like just generally like in life.
Yeah.
And in terms of friendships or other kind of like relationships, opening up the possibility to call in really aligned connections, which I would love.
Well,
what about you? I bet I'll hear yours and I'll be like, I want to replace my
I think for me, it's felt very much, I'm feeling a really strong evolution and shift, of my self-worth and my value of myself. Me and Abby just, before this, we were talking about, you know, money. That seems to be a really big focus for a lot of people, right? I mean, the North Node moved into Taurus, of course, we're all talking and thinking about money.
Yeah.
But you know, for me, this full moon is landing in my second house, which rules self-value and self-worth and money relationships. And yeah, I'm feeling like I'm really ready. It's like I've been doing all this work for like a couple of years, and the thing that always comes back around is self-value, self-worth.
Yeah.
And I feel this real up-leveling kind of coming of my value of myself, how I see myself, which will in turn change how others see me. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think not even really like upping how I see myself, but just seeing myself really truly and seeing the value that I give as it is, not diminishing it in any kind of way. And so I guess that's kind of what I've been feeling the nudge towards. And I feel like what new experiences would that open up for me? I feel like it would deepen my relationships with people and with my partner and my relationship with myself. And I feel like it will kind of open up new acceptance of abundance, you know, because like me and Abby were talking about this just before, like, you know, I've kind of been, and I spoke about this a bit on my Instagram stories as well, like with the business, you know, I've been full-time in the business for like a month and a half. And I've been feeling like a complete failure in like every way. I've been feeling like, oh, I should have never done this. This was a really big mistake. I am absolutely flopping at this. But the reason that things haven't been coming through the way that I kind of visioned is because I've just not been ready for them. Like, yes. I've just, and that's what we were talking about. And so I feel like that's these new experiences, what this can open up for me is this newer level of abundance and really honoring my value externally as I value myself internally.
Oh, Beth, I love that so much. Something I was journaling on and I pulled some cards on the other day was around like some fears that I'm having around money, because I mean, I have been investing in like the business and things that really light me up. Like I'm doing my hypnotherapy certification, I'm doing, you know, coaching or whatever else. And I was like, holy shit, like, am I deserving of spending this money on my desires, on myself? Like, is this silly? Is this blah, 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 blah. And really focusing on the lack of money that was left over from doing those things. And what I was really called to do instead was reflect and have gratitude on what is there? What do I have? What are the things that are really working out for me? What is coming in? And really like sitting in like gratitude for that, which has, I've had like some really like random unexpected like clients coming in from like random things. And I know you did as well. And those are all those like universal pings and confirmations that I get that I'm like, wow, yeah, that's pretty cool. Like that's awesome. Yeah. So yeah, I again mirror what you just, I echo what you just said. Totally agree. And the last one, which is one of my favorites. If I replaced fear with faith, what would I do and how would I pursue my desires?
Dang.
Well, I feel like we've kind of already touched. Do you want to, you go?
We have kind of touched on, but yeah, I will absolutely expand. You know me, loves to chat. I feel like when it comes to, replacing fear with faith, I would just show up so unapologetically.
Yeah.
And with such a like enthusiasm, because there'd be such a deep knowing that this is going to get me the result that I need and more.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like there'd be no, I feel like I would kind of drop hesitation and I would drop like second guessing and things like that, because I would be like, yeah, absolutely. So yeah, and even, and this is why this is such a powerful journaling prompt, is like as I'm saying that, I'm like, then why don't I fucking just act like that?
Yeah.
And then my fear will be replaced with faith. You know what I mean? Like
exactly. Like as you were saying that, I was like, we should just do it. Like, why don't we do that?
And we just do the thing that we're talking about doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with what you just said. I think I would be going forward with such a sense of lightness, with a sense of excitement instead of hesitation. instead of closed offness. I feel like I would be far more open to my desires coming in than I am now. It's like, because I am operating out of fear in some aspects, I'm like not only not letting things get out, I'm also barricading things coming in and me receiving things. So yeah, I agree. I think I would just go for things like more unapologetically and with excitement instead of with like
hesitation
and like only being safe, which obviously safety, we love it, but acting out of fear to be safe when I'm going to be okay.
You're damn straight you are. We all are. That's the thing. And I think we just so get in our own freaking way, like time and time and time again, because we are literally just taught that we always need something else, someone else. Like there's something external that we need to have this feeling that we want or this thing that we want. And I think that's what this full moon in Leo is all about, is like, you actually just really need yourself and you just need to back yourself and you'll just fucking do the thing.
Full stop. That's it.
Full stop. Finishing this at 2:22 p.m.
That's right. Get fucked. Oh my God. I love it. I think that is a perfect note to end on. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We hope these journaling prompts help you in moving through the energy of this, I was about to say new moon, full moon.
Full moon, baby.
Lord DL. And know Lord that DL. The energy of the full moon as well is, you know, lasts a couple of days after as well. So if you don't do it like on the 17th exactly, don't worry. Don't worry.
Not to stress. We're good.
Not to stress.
No one's stress. No one's stress.
But that's it from us. I loved it. Yay. So thank you so much. And we will see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Mystic Millennial Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share, leave a review, and make sure to subscribe so you never miss an ep. Thank you.
Bye.